Very briefly, I would like to take the opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Angelika Hilbeck. I am an agroecologist by training. I was trained and born and trained in Germany, also in the United States, and I currently work at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology as a senior scientist there in Switzerland, in Zurich. My field of research is, since 15 years, the environmental and ecological risks and implications of genetically modified organisms in Europe. And this means I started before the first ones were commercialized in 96, and I'm still alive, so I consider myself to be a survivor of quite some vicious struggles and fightings, which is also the root why I, as a 100% scientist, am here today, and I'm reaching out and working together with civil societies. As you can imagine, that is not an easy task. Scientists, especially in the natural sciences, are not expected or are being viewed fairly skeptically if they do that. But we can discuss some of these issues later. So it's close to my heart that we find new ways of allying scientists reaching out to the public. And I came to realize and understand in the past 15 years how badly and how seriously corporate interests and research agendas, science agendas, have been co-opted and have been compromised towards corporate interests only, and the public interest got fairly lost, especially in critical technology areas. So I hope this morning we're going to have a panel here that speaks about science and democracy in a sustainable world. So I would hope that we start to see and discuss concepts how we can, first of all, maintain, achieve a sustainable world, get to here, take the discussion maybe a bit further than from yesterday, where we understood how bad the situation is, but we also need to start thinking about concepts to move forward and processes and mechanisms, how we can initiate this process and how we can keep it going and reach indeed out also to the science community. So I hope we have a constructive discussion this morning. We'll hear some new concepts and new ideas. If you have concrete proposals, please bring them forward. I'd be curious to hear them.